as unfair and undemocratic. The opening bell just sounding on Wall Street now, and more details at srnnews.com.
This is a red alert for hardworking Americans who are tired of seeing their freedoms and retirement savings threatened by the globalist agenda. Wealth Protection Research is on a mission to find whistleblowers who are exposing these schemes. Real patriotic financial warriors like Jim Rickards and Porter Stansberry. They're not afraid to tell it like it is and fight back against the system. Now, with the 2024 election storming our way, your IRA and your 401k may be in the crosshairs. That's why we've compiled our three favorite ideas into our Election Protection Report. You definitely won't hear any of these in the mainstream news. Get your free copy of our Election Protection Report now. Just text TRUTH to 76626. Plus, today you'll also get a free gold investment kit from our sponsor, Augusta Precious Metals. Text TRUTH to 76626 now and get the free report and gold investment kit. The fight for your financial freedom is on. Text the word TRUTH to 76626.
Standard text and data rates may apply.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Earnest Financial.
If you're tired of losing your money in the stock market, call David Earnest, 334-279-7431. Earnest Financial, LLC.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Boy, oh boy, another very warm day for the 7th day of May. In fact, we could be close to record range today and tomorrow. Today, a sun and cloud mix with a high temperature up to about 91. The record is 92. Rain chances are not zero, but I would say today and tomorrow, 20% or less of a random storm. Tonight's low, a muggy 73. Tomorrow's high on Wednesday, 93. That would tie the record. Showers and thunderstorms become likely by Thursday and Thursday night ahead of a strong front. Then much cooler air by Friday night and into the weekend with highs only in the 70s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Web Bobo with Capital Tractor. The Z700 series is the star of Kubota's line of zero-turn mowers, and our special spring pricing makes it easier than ever to take one home today. Powering Alabama, Kubota and Capital Tractor, Montgomery, Brundage, and Greenville.
From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, these are today's top stories. A man is fighting for his life after being shot in Montgomery Monday morning. Police responded to the 500 block of East Patton Avenue near Norman Bridge Road just before 6:15 a.m., where a man was found with a life-threatening gunshot wound. The unidentified man was taken to a local hospital in critical condition. Governor Kay Ivey signed House Bill 182 on Monday. The bill will give property owners and law enforcement more tools to deal with individuals who illegally occupy the homes of others. HB 182 also increases penalties for squatters who attempt to take over a residence. The new law will go into effect June 1st. More than 8 tons of ground beef sold at Walmart stores nationwide are being recalled because of possible E. coli contamination. The recall affects ground beef, ground chuck, and ground sirloin produced on April 26th and 27th. The USDA advises throwing away the meat or returning it to the store. From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, I'm Sky Mosley.
Hello everyone, Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus better business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
The Tierce family has been your local Roto-Rooter service since 1964. Drain cleaning, plumbing repair, and those troublesome septic tanks, no problem. Technology has changed a bit in the last 54 years. Video inspections of lines to locate problems is available, as well as scheduling your appointment online. River Region residents have trusted Roto-Rooter for over half a century. You can too. Call today at 272-7130 or visit online at rotorooteralabama.com.
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And we go troubles down the drain.
Roto-Rooter.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshare. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare. In the process, started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. The ugly truth is, when you buy a timeshare, you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. I recently helped a couple that had their maintenance fees go from $800 to $3,200 a year. They also received a $4,000 assessment for a hurricane that was over 1,000 miles away. Sound crazy? The crazy thing is, this never ends. Call my office now. If we take you as a client, I guarantee we'll cancel your timeshare or you'll pay nothing.
Call for your free information kit. Call 800-462-3333. That's 800-462-3333. 800-462-3333.
I'm Kim Marston. My radio show and podcast called What's Working with Kim Marston focuses on the workplace, workforce, and marketplace trends shaping Alabama business. My guests tell their stories and discuss their business expertise in such a way that you and I can learn from them and apply it to our own world. Listen to What's Working with Cam Marston each Saturday at noon right here on News Talk 93.1.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
It's time for Alabama Unfiltered Radio, powered by 1819 News. To join the conversation, call 334-272-9228. Now, here's your host, Scott Beeson.
Welcome into the program, everybody. This is Alabama Unfiltered Radio.
Why are you yelling?
Because I'm fired up. I'm ready. I'm ready to get going.
Woo!
Welcome into the program, everyone.
I'm not ready, apparently.
You're not even hardly here, really.
I know. You've
been here for like 2 minutes.
I spilled coffee and then was just late. Like, the kids are home from college, and they throw my morning off.
Mm-hmm.
And anyway,
yeah, but you're late is from early is 9:04. Late is 9:06.
Yep.
We're glad you are here. Today is a beautiful day here in the heart of God's country, a Tuesday, the 7th day of May in the year of our Lord, 2024. So we missed Star Wars Day and Cinco de Mayo because of the weekend and didn't get to enjoy that or have fun with that or anything this year.
Are you a Star Wars fan, Abs?
Not at all.
Really? I bet you were.
When I was little,
My husband loved Star Wars. I mean, and his mom gave us some of the Star Wars things, you know.
The paraphernalia, the merch.
But our neighbor children were, and it ruined my kids on it for the rest of their lives, except for mine.
Because they were Star Wars.
I bet Sky had all the t-shirts.
You would be entirely wrong.
Really?
No, I never got into
it. You were counterculture, though, back then. Yeah, everybody was Star Wars, and you were like...
Yeah, they were doing their Star Wars, their
guitar.
Disco and everything.
Come on. Not doing it.
Not having it. Nope.
Star Wars was great for first three.
It's fine. I just wasn't into it.
We got to watch. Those were Christian school approved. So
those
we got to
the,
watch those.
Those are the real ones, the first three. And then the second three was a step down. And then the modern version is a train wreck.
I don't even know what they're doing. There's so much jumping back and forth. I need a timeline.
Yeah,
the diversity, equity, inclusion thing came to eventually bite Star Wars.
You know, when's enough enough? I mean, how long can you drag it out? How long is the franchise going to, how many movies can you make?
Well, I mean, it could have a, if they would kind of go back to their core, their roots, they could make it. And it's not the characters, because you can't get any more diverse than the characters. The Star Wars bar scene or whatever. You can have
people who are aliens, green,
purple, whatever. But it's just, it's the storytelling. It's the, we're going to force this kind of, I don't know. It's just not the same.
Yeah. Hmm. You know when there'll be the last sequel?
When?
When it doesn't make money.
Well, they're getting close.
Yeah.
They are getting very, very, very close. Disney has just about killed them.
Way to kill.
So what else did Disney? Disney bought Marvel too, didn't they? Do they own Marvel?
I don't know. Did your kids watch Marvel?
Yeah, Collins does. Yeah. That to me is like watching anime. I don't really get
it. Really? You didn't like Iron Man or Captain America?
I did love Iron Man.
Okay. See? You didn't.
But Chris is a Superman, and I think that's a different
line. Oh, he does. Superman?
He looks like Clark Kent.
DC?
You know what? The children in Ecuador were convinced that he was Clark Kent. I have a picture of him, and they swore he was. I was like, no, he is not. But you couldn't really tell him that. But
is it weird that when you say that, I think of the picture...
Do you see him in his Superman costume?
Yes, but he's on a toilet, and I don't know why.
He is, because that was the only place to change in that Ecuadorian school.
He's not using the bathroom, but he's like in a costume sitting on the toilet.
Thanks for clearing that up.
As a seat. And Sky, I'll show this up to the camera, but okay. Allison is correct. But yeah, it was the only place to change, and you know, the schools are outdoor, and so they come out to the middle section, and it's beautiful and whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Superman! We're like, no. He is not Superman, but they didn't care.
Why would you
crush
their little spirits?
Yeah.
Well, I stopped. I stopped. I was like, you know what? I'm going to let you think this because he is Superman, and I'm going to let you think that.
You know, considering his profession, that's actually not a bad shtick. Like, everybody poops.
We still have
even Superman.
Superman will,
I mean, look at that.
Superman will check your
look at this.
Backside.
Okay, look at this.
He literally looks
like
Superman.
He did look like Superman. Yeah, no doubt.
He's taking
like
his,
for real.
He's taking a super. Yeah.
Hey, I promise you, it was the only place that he could fit to change.
To go to the right
because if Superman changes in public, he's not Superman.
That's true.
Yeah. So we had to change in the little bathroom.
You couldn't buy the phone booth, you know.
It was a porta potty. Yeah.
So is this day some kind of day? Like, we missed Cinco de Mayo. We missed Allison's birthday. Mm-hmm. The New York Times is telling us to eat bugs. Is it bug day?
Is it bug day?
Like, what's the day?
I think it's just May the 7th.
So boring.
Why?
Just another day. Already did that.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I got that part.
Sure. Well, I would like to tell you that I would reject Bug Day, but if New York Times is talking about eating the lobsters of the trees, I'm going to have a problem with that.
Is that what they're calling eating bugs?
That's what they're calling eating bugs.
The lobsters of the trees?
Yes, sir.
They're getting us ready.
They are getting us ready.
You know who's fallen into the trap?
Who?
Did y'all see James Spann posted?
No.
Yes.
You saw that, Sky?
Yes.
Mm-mm.
What did James
say? Cooking up the cicadas, man.
He reposted somebody had like battered and fried cicadas. And James Spann reposted it. And I was like, James, come on, don't do it. I mean, and she said the girl that made them said they tasted maybe like
chicken,
crawfish or something. No. Like, I can't remember. She was like, they actually aren't bad.
Did he post anything funny underneath?
I mean,
no.
No comment.
No.
Don't try this at home.
No.
Chase it with a fried Oreo.
No. It was just battered fried cicadas.
How do you get enough of these things?
Let me see if I can find it.
I feel really sad about that. I'm not going to be able to listen to him anymore.
Ginger Davis fried cicadas. They were actually tasting like fried okra.
Mm-mm. Oh.
What? No. Right hand picture.
Oh, that's disgusting.
Yeah, Ginger needs to rethink this.
You can see their little
Ginger,
bodies
if you're
and
listening, why don't you call and tell
it
us
looks
that
like,
we're wrong?
Scott, what does that look like? It's one of your fears.
Bumblebees?
You talk about bot flies.
It looks like eating a bot fly.
It does look like
it
a bot
looks
fly.
Like you had like fried chicken nuggets or fried okra and the bugs got into it.
Ugh.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like one just got stuck.
Yeah,
they decided
you left them outside by the grill and the bugs attacked it.
Yeah.
That's exactly. It doesn't look like you cooked the bugs. It looked like the bugs Mm-mm. have gotten it. Oh, here's Ginger Z.
I'm so sorry. I would love to try this right now.
Rainy Pogue Ginger Z. Me too. They are high in protein. I'm with Mary Catherine Backstrom. What in the cornbread hail?
Oh, I like that. I'm going to borrow that phrase.
All right, so here's my question, though. Do you batter them? Like, how do you kill them? Do you batter them while they're alive and then throw them in the fryer?
Perhaps that's why they're called the lobster of the sea, because you just boil them alive. And so, or the tree. So maybe you just drop them in that cornbread batter and plop them right in.
Uh-huh. I'm thinking they're just like crawfish.
Because if you... that to them, it takes. Where's the food?
Squish all the goo.
Where's the
out?
Nutrients?
You think they're meaty?
You think they
do you think they're gooey?
I bet they go like my chickens.
As they're cooking.
I thought you liked me.
I've got to think that bugs, they just, you know, like a chicken or whatever. There's the meat is fleshy. Mm-hmm. It's maybe a little mushy, but it's, you can't squeeze it and it go. Gooing out the side, that noise. So, don't you think these bugs are more like a deep fried Oreo? You know, when you fry an Oreo.
No, you ever have fried Oreos? Yes, what Jack Brown's
Well, the inside is gooey.
Bark.
The inside is fluid, basically.
Okay, I'm gonna
because it melts the Oreo all together and they're awesome.
No, I'm getting
I'm just
a little.
Thinking,
no, this is
these
breakfast
do not
time.
Taste like chicken nuggets. Mm-mm. These are not little. Flying chicken nuggets.
She said it tastes like okra, and okra slimy, and I've got a lump in my throat.
No, when you fry it.
Y'all didn't fry okra in Knoxville.
Boiled it.
Y'all boiled your okra in Knoxville?
Actually, I knew to fry it.
I know. Even Yankee Girl knew to fry it. You are from a northern city.
Wow.
If Gatlinburg wasn't there to anchor y'all, y'all would just fly off.
Go get
Face
you a turkey
planet.
Leg and
Dollywood's
fried food.
Got us anchored down.
Anchored in.
Dang.
Goodness gracious. Let's see.
Okay, well, that's gross. That's literally gross.
All right.
This person says, well, my dog sure loves to eat them. Little cicadas.
Mm-mm.
The little yappy dogs like to catch those things when they get down in the grass. How about this? Who is this? Samantha Seabold. How about the chickens... can eat the cicadas, and then I'll eat the chickens.
There we go.
Food chain. Yeah.
That's exactly right.
As it was intended or something.
It's like cattle. Cattle are, photosynthetic vegetable processors.
I'm curious about the cicadas now. I think next opportunity I'm going to step on one and see what comes out.
And to see if it's gooey or not.
Yeah.
And, please do.
I mean, there's plenty of them, so,
I bet it looks like a caterpillar. You know when you were in elementary school and you'd step on a caterpillar and all the green stuff would shoot out?
I imagine it's more gooey than meaty, but...
I'm thinking more gooey than meaty, too.
I love to catch the caterpillars, though. Did you not let them walk all over you? I loved them. And frogs.
So, okay, real quick, when I was on Joey's show... Joey asked me the weirdest question.
Really?
Shocking.
You're going to repeat it in public?
On air. Okay. It took up a whole segment.
Let's discuss.
Scott.
Yeah, no, right.
Okay. He asked me...
No, I know what's coming. Go ahead.
How do you know what's coming?
Go ahead and say it.
Well, it was when all the cannibal stuff was going on.
Mm.
And he asked me if I had ever thought about or would ever eat someone.
We talked about this on the show.
And I actually have thought about it before.
Okay. How hungry were you?
Kind of deeply, because where my dad lives, he lives out close to Lake Tahoe.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. He lives on Donner Lake.
Mm. Ooh.
Donner Lake is
right there at Donner Pass,
which
is the mountain that the Donner Party went over. And so every time I would go out and visit him, they have Donner Park, which has a statue, and it's kind of eerie. It's got this like bronze little family on top of it, but the base of the statue is like 20, I can't remember how deep the snow was, but it's as deep as the snow was. And then you get there and there's this little boy and little girl and little family, and you're like, well, who ate who first?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. There's the picnic area at the Donner Park anyway.
Yeah. There are all these little tables around it. You stare at the family. But anyway, I don't know if we ever really answered, but like, what would you do?
And where would you start if you were going to eat somebody? That's what I wonder
about.
I don't
know, but like, I mean,
do you really start, because the movies make it sound like you start with the first person you starve. And I'm like, there's no meat over there.
Do you eat first?
The thigh.
There you go.
Why?
It's like a drumstick?
Yeah. It's like a big old chicken leg.
But a caller called in and was like, y'all are talking like you wouldn't eat somebody. But he's like, what if it's like either your kids starve or not?
Oh, you get hungry.
Well, you know the story I wrote about it a couple months ago, the flight that went down in the mountains.
That team, it was rugby
or something. And they had to pray about it before they did it because they were all Catholic and they thought this is horrible. And then they came to the same conclusion. We are either going to die in the snow or we are going to have to eat what God's given, and this is it.
Yep.
So I think we don't know until we're there. And you're right. If my kid starves or we eat this dead person.
I guess you start with the cicadas, and if they don't cut it, then you decide who you pick a person. I don't know.
So you want to execute them before you barbecue them?
I mean, I get, like, if nobody's dying,
and they didn't even barbecue somebody,
they
just ate them straight.
Did they eat them raw?
They ate them raw. They did not. Because they couldn't start a fire. I mean, they were in the snow. Symphony of the, I mean.
They didn't have a fire?
It's a fascinating story.
We'll be back.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. Have you ever considered turning your home into a rental and build wealth at the same time? People throughout the River region are doing that right now. By investing wisely in the right property or turning your current home into a rental is the secret. Hiring a property manager to professionally manage your property is the way to prosperity. Our company does all of the advertising, personally showing prospective tenants, does a thorough background check and credit report before moving forward. Over 15 critical services are provided to our clients in protecting the asset, but also providing the best residence in your home possible, collecting rent on time and frequent inspections, help landlords feel better about renting their house, and to provide clean, well-kept homes that anybody would be proud to call home. For a complete list of property management services, call Bo Goodson at the Goodson Group at 221-2883 or 551-0225.
In Alabama, more than 200,000 of our friends and neighbors are living without health coverage. Often folks can't stay healthy enough to keep their jobs. We need to fix this. Contact Governor Kay Ivey and let her know. Now is the time to close the coverage gap and cover Alabama.
Paid for by the American Cancer Society Cancer Action Network.
Mayday, mayday. More and more new vehicles are arriving most every day in May at Larry Puckett Chevrolet. Please contact them and let them know what you're looking for at 285-9300. It might already be on the way. Stop by and get a great deal on a pre-owned car. Larry Puckett has one of the largest selections of used cars, trucks, and SUVs in the River region. If you want to sell your vehicle, Larry Puckett will pay top dollar for it. For over 40 years, Larry Puckett's customers have been telling their friends about the great deals and service they received at Larry Puckett Chevrolet. New cars are arriving daily. Stop by Larry Puckett Chevrolet on Cobbs Ford Road in Prattville or give them a call at 285-9300 before you drop by. You can shop them online at LarryPuckett.com for details on all offers. Larry Puckett's customers have been doing the talking for over four decades. Come by and soon you'll be doing the talking too.
Hey guys, this is Todd Clark with River Region Contracting, your premier roofing contractor in Central Alabama. So remember the name, River Region Contracting, for all your roofing needs. We're not affiliated with any other roofing company in the River Region. We've been in the roofing business since 2005. We don't have to buy our leads, and we don't have to knock on doors when the storms come around. We have thousands of satisfied customers throughout Central Alabama. So call us at 334-356-8635. That's 334-356-8635.
Hi, I'm Rebecca, owner of Smart Skin Med Spa and Salon. Are you looking for that perfect gift? Get that special someone a gift certificate to use on the services they love. Smart Skin Med Spa and Salon, the only salon, med spa, and day spa located in the heart of downtown Prattville.
used to argue about whose turn it was to clean the gutters. But then I had Leaf Filter gutter protection installed.
Wait, I told you Leaf Filter had free inspections and estimates and a lifetime guarantee.
Meaning we never have to argue about whose turn it is to clean the gutters again.
But I visited leaffilter.com/beacon first.
No, I did.
It doesn't matter who. Visit leaffilter.com/beacon to schedule your free gutter inspection and get up to 30% off today.
See representative for warranty details. Promotion is 20% off plus a 10% senior or military discount. One discount per household.
Now you can add the power of digital advertising to the number one reach of radio. Let Blue Water's 20 years of local advertising and marketing success show you how. Grow your business with a complete suite of digital solutions combined with the reach of the most listened to radio group in the River Region. Call us or go to BlueWaterBroadcasting.com to find out how we can increase your return on investment. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Are you tired of the mainstream media's biased reporting? Do you want to stay informed on the news that really matters to you? Look no further than 1819 News. At 1819 News, we bring you the latest in Alabama news, politics, sports, culture, and more. We've assembled a team of journalists with Alabama values dedicated to the truth and the truth alone. Visit us at 1819news.com today. That's 1819news.com. Subscribe to our newsletter. Honest News, Alabama Values.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back into the program, everybody. This is Alabama Unfiltered Radio. A couple questions starting off the program today, because the shoe has dropped, the other shoe has dropped on the situation that we were talking about yesterday. The different college campuses, the young patriotic Americans standing up against the Palestinian protesters. I did see some of the coverage or some of the comments on social media from people around the country involving at least the Alabama situation, because at Alabama, and I guess at Ole Miss as well, they were chanting like USA, et cetera, et cetera. And they're like, what does that have to do with you're against the Palestinians? You know, all this kind of stupid stuff. I'm sure it was liberal folks. I don't really care what they think and say. But I've got a couple questions for y'all. I mean, y'all may not want to answer necessarily, but these are the things that are happening. So at George Washington University, okay, that's what, right inside D.C. or right outside of D.C., it's right there in the D.C. area, pro-Hamas student protesters are now openly calling for the beheading of the school president and members of the board of trustees.
Excuse me?
Beheadings.
Excuse me.
Okay, you're excused.
Please say it again.
This is a story by Mike LaChance. Pro-Hamas student protesters at George Washington University are now openly calling for the beheading of the school president and members of the board of trustees. Now, Allison's response, I think, is appropriate. Excuse me, but I want to point out they're cheering in the video. They're chanting, guillotine, guillotine. But here's my question. So we hear that they want to behead the president and the board of trustees. And we're shocked. We're like, what? But around the country, they have been chanting from the river to the sea. From the river to the sea means exterminate the people who live in Israel. Exterminate the Israelis. Exterminate means to kill. They're chanting to kill thousands upon thousands upon thousands of people. That is their goal. That is what they're asking for, right? They're asking and demanding and promoting the killing of hundreds of thousands, if not millions of people. It's what they want. It's what they're saying. And we're like, yeah, you know, that's what I'm saying. We're reporting it so dry. We're just like, well, they're just saying kill. They want to kill millions of people. They want to kill hundreds of thousands of people. And we're just dry about it. When it comes to the president and the board of trustees members, we're like, what? Oh. Now, I want to make sure we put this on the table, right? People demanding the deaths, the murder, the ending of hundreds of thousands of people's lives. Correct? We got that. It's in our bowl. It's sitting right here on the bowl on the table. We got that. Where are the demands for these college students to be kicked out of college, kicked out of their fraternities, kicked out of their sororities, kicked out of their clubs, kicked off school, kicked out of school, lives to be ruined? Where is all that? They're asking for, demanding, chanting for the deaths.
Genocide, in effect, of the Jews.
Yes.
Yes.
And there's a parallel individual.
In history to this, believe it or not.
Right.
Yeah.
And genocide kind of sanitizes it, but they want people dead.
Right.
And there is almost nothing other than, hey, they just, they're chanting so-and-so. Now, contrast this with what Allison said yesterday was going to happen. An Ole Miss fraternity has decided to boot a student after the video of him viciously mocking a morbidly obese pro-Hamas protester. Now, this is the thing that you were talking about yesterday, where the protester is a 24-year-old journalism and media graduate student, by the way, named Jalen Smith. And a male can be seen apparently making monkey noises towards Smith while jumping up and down. The young individual was later connected to the fraternity Phi Data Delta Theta. Phi Delta Theta. Now, no one misunderstand me. And this is what you got to do. But I'm not for this young man doing this. I'm not for someone being racist. But I will take every day, all day, someone being racist towards me. They can say cracker, they can say whatever, they can say, more. They can say whatever they want. They can cuss me out. They can say they hate my guts. They can say all that. But I will take that 1,000 times over before they say, we should kill you. We should kill you. We hope you die. So my question in America in 2024, and we hinted at it a little bit yesterday, is it really worse to say something racist than to advocate for the murder of people? I think the answer in the United States is yes. No one is demanding the end of scholastic careers. No one's wanting to ruin the people demanding the death of arguably millions of people. But the worst person on the planet is this kid who acted like a stupid racist in America. I don't understand how we got there. How we got to the place where I can advocate for someone's death, but I better not be racist while I'm doing it. Does that make sense? Because that's when you go over the edge. I want all you dead. I hope all you die. Oh, that's okay. That's your opinion. Free speech, free speech. I hope all you die, you whatevers. Oh, now you've done it. How did we get to the point where the worst sin is some stupid racist comment?
I have so many thoughts.
Many.
Well, do we have to take a break? We got to take a break in 45 seconds.
Yeah.
I mean, am I wrong about this? Am I not understanding it? Jemele Hill from ESPN went with the what fraternity does he represent? That fraternity's national leadership needs to be contacted immediately. We have recently seen endless conversations and actions, items, criminal anti-system, but I'm guessing that same energy, blah, 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 blah. The whole thing. She wants to destroy him. While the people who want to murder folks, I mean, yeah, we're against it, but it's not near as bad. Mm. We'll have our thoughts and your thoughts on the other side. We'll be back.
Tucker Pecan.
Salon is in a brand new location at 1935 Mulberry Street, but they still got the same great products they had when they were downtown.
Hey, David Little with Sucker Pecan. We're lucky, you know, here at 1935 Mulberry Street. Hey, we've got a great new shop. We have great new neighbors, great people coming in to see us, and we're so excited because we're going to be doing the same things we've done for years and years, but we're going to do them a little bit better now. We're going to be more centrally located where you don't have to go downtown. You can come over here to Mulberry Street and shop with us. We've got great jellies, jams. We've got Vertigo hot sauce, bearded pickles. We've got all the candies that have made us successful over the years. We've got some new barbecue sauces, Alabama Sunshine. Great, great items. And you know what? We've got shelves stocked with them, and they're ready for you to come pick up. And if you can't get to Montgomery, you know what? Go to our other store, Wetumpka, 132 Company Street, downtown Wetumpka. They have all the great items up there also. So come check either location out, and we'll take care of the rest. You can call us 262-4470 or like us on Facebook.
Molecopro with Hustler Turf Zero Turn Mowers. They engineer their mowers to be maintenance and service friendly for the everyday homeowner while not sacrificing the build and cut quality they're known for. From the heavy duty frame to the welded steel deck to their trademark smooth track steering, Hustler Turf Zero Turn Mowers deliver professional grade cut quality for a perfectly manicured lawn. Why don't you stop by and see Dietzville Ace Hardware? See the Hustler difference for yourself today. Dietzville Ace Hardware on US 31 just north of Prattville, or Google Dietzville Ace Hardware for more information.
This is Johnny from Sinclair's on Vaughn Road. We've been in business almost 30 years.
Sinclair's East, Vaughn at Taylor.
I think if you hadn't tried us, you should give us a try. We've got a great menu, offered anything from chicken fingers, wings, salads, fajitas. At lunchtime, we do great country lunch with different vegetables and different meats every day.
Sinclair's, where you get great sandwiches and our daily meat and three special at lunch, two great pasta, chicken, steaks, and seafood for dinner.
Our most popular items are, we got a soup called She Crab Soup, which is extremely popular. We've got a bunch of pasta dishes, which people love. Mediterranean chicken is my favorite.
Sinclair's.
We do live music, light stuff on Wednesdays and Thursdays, and then on Fridays and Saturdays, maybe three-piece bands or four-piece bands.
Come see why Sinclair's has seen lesser restaurants come and go over the years. Johnny Sullivan Sinclair's at the corner of Vaughn and Taylor. Find them on Facebook at Sinclair's East. Google search Sinclair's Restaurant. Sinclair's.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
The lowest prices around on flooring and DIY flooring installation supplies, Budget Floors and More is your new best friend. Luxury vinyl plank, carpet, ceramic tile, floor installation supplies, and more with prices lower than the big box stores. Budget Floors and More, Hunter Lane across from Del Rey to Publix.
The Ridge Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Alabama's personal injury attorney, me, Johnny Adams of the Johnny Adams Law Firm. Stay weather alert, everyone.
Ridge Thomas Weather.
Oh, hi, everybody. Big weather changes by the end of the week, but for now, this early summer preview continues. Today, we'll see a sun and cloud mix with a high temperature up to about 91. The record, by the way, is 92. Can't rule out an isolated storm somewhere in the area, but the rain chances are very small today and tomorrow. Low tonight down to about 73. Wednesday's high, 93, would tie the record. Showers and thunderstorms become likely by Thursday and Thursday night ahead of a strong front, and then much cooler by Friday night and over the weekend. Highs in the 70s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Do you have big plans this summer? Dive into summer with an ASC Credit Union vacation loan. Whether you've got a trip coming up, projects at home, or just need a little extra cash, we've got you covered. So don't put your plans on hold. Visit your ASECU.com or stop by and see us today.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1. WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Welcome back into the program,
Lizzo,
everybody.
Lizzo.
You're making fun of this lady because she's slightly portly.
I mean, do you know, like, anybody that went through middle school has been made fun of. It's just a part of life. Now, I hate it. I don't advocate for it. But, I mean, I get made fun of. Scott, we make fun of you all the time.
That's true. And it hurts me deeply.
Sometimes. Nah, but she's hard to make fun of. Right. I mean, Sky, like, everybody needs to grow a pair. Even Lizzo. And she I don't know.
She could.
Anyway, like, get over yourself. Like, since when does the world owe you niceness or anything?
Well, I mean, it's evolving. Some of the comments from the liberal crowd is, well, not only that, they were saying stuff about her being fat. And you can't, I mean, it's like, look, I get the whole idea of be nice to people. I also understand Jesus said treat people the way you want to be treated, okay? As you would have them do unto you. Yep. But this is at a protest, an anti-protest. People's emotions are high. People are, and I'm back to my question, is in 2024, the worst thing a human being can do is say something racist or be racist compared to all the other sins that are possibly out there, including murder, which is what the pro-Palestinian crowd is saying and demanding, and the person to be punished in any way is the kid that we think was making monkey noises.
Wouldn't you think Joe Biden...
Or he might have been saying, ooh, give me some more donuts. I'm serious.
Yeah, you don't know?
We don't know what it was. But even if it was as bad as it could possibly be, does he have a right to be a jerk? And then how does it compare to people demanding the murder, genocide, which is sterilized because most people don't really, genocide doesn't sound like murder, but the murder of thousands of people.
Wouldn't y'all agree that Joe Biden has said some way more racist things than this kid?
How about Kathy Hochul yesterday saying that black kids in the Bronx don't know what a computer looks like?
I did read that. And didn't...
When did Biden has said...
I mean, there were
black
kids,
and brown kids can be just as smart as...
Yes.
White kids.
Black
yes. Kids. Yeah. I mean, like, why aren't we removing... I would love that. Please. Yes. I'll give up the frat daddy if you give up Joe Biden.
And Kathy Hochul.
Yeah, she's awful. But I think, like... Going back to, you know, saying from the river to the sea, Palestine will be free, whatever it is. It's kind of like when I say war eagle. This is kind of where I think we get lost in just saying things when we say, like, Judeo-Christian values, or we say, we don't really, like, war eagle.
There comes a point where I'm not we even don't really even sure think about
where that comes from, but I say it. I mean, like... body getta, sis boom. I don't even know what I'm saying, but I say it. But then when you put it in terms of like, hey, guillotine, we're going to behead our president or our dean.
Then you're like, wait a minute, what did that other thing say?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll give you the example. The gator bait cheer at Florida. They used to do, you know, something about your gator bait. And then about 2 or 3 years ago, the college, of course, came back and said, hey, we're not, you can't do that cheer anymore. And everybody's like, why? And because way, way, way back in the day, the trope was to use a child, a black child, as the bait. Now, was that done or common use or whatever? But they had like a drawing or a cartoon of that from some way time back. And then you fast forward to, you know, modern times. Like, you just can't do that anymore. And most of the students and fans are like...
We didn't even know that.
We didn't even know that. But even if they did know that, they're doing a cheer for the school saying, hey, you folks from Alabama, you folks from Auburn, you folks from Tennessee, we're going to make you Gator Bay. We're going to hang you up. So it's not the same, but the you know, the university self-loathing, pointy-headed... doctoral crowd. It's like, oh, I can't take it because I know where that is from, and it's just like, But you make a good point. We don't really know. So you're saying that some of the Palestinian protesters don't even really think about, or is there a better chance that, oh no, they're for killing all the Israelis?
That's the other point too. I mean, if you're pro Hamas, you know, I mean, and really that's what a lot of the Muslim religion, not all Muslims, but the extremists and a sect of them, call for the beheading of infidels and call for the beheading of Christians and call for the beheading of everybody that's not them. Mm-hmm. So if you're being pro Hamas, I mean, you saw what they did in Israel on October 7th.
Right.
You're not calling for like kumbaya with, you know, flower band rings on your head and holding hands. I mean, you got to know what you're calling for. At the same time, I really don't think even these Ivy League educated kids really know what they're doing. I think that's fair. Know they want to be a part of something. Yeah. It's like everybody saying, these fraternity brothers, they don't even understand the conflict in the Middle East. I'm like, I don't care. They know that America is transforming before their eyes and crumbling in something.
Right. And they know you're taking down the American flag right over there and putting up a Palestinian flag where the American flag was, and the Palestinian flag has no place right there.
Right.
So the issue here isn't even this issue. The issue is the revolution. The issue is so the government can come in and take over everywhere. That's the issue. This is nothing. I mean, it has to do with Palestine and these idiot kids who don't know, but also the protesters who've been flown in to fight to gin up all this conflict.
Right.
But the issue is so that they can slowly be taken over by the government, so the government will rule because he slowly wants to take over our entire lives. I mean, it is a death cult. That is what the left is. Mm-hmm. They worship at the altar of death. This is just who they are, and we're seeing it. So now we're like live in living color going, oh, wow, the adults in the room aren't going to do anything about it because it's part of the plan. Mm-hmm. Part of the plan. I mean, it is so that we will be taken over slowly but surely. Over and over it happens in Mao, it happened in China, it happened with Hitler in Germany. Slowly but surely the institutions were taken over, starting with the church. Here it's starting with the institution. They did it in Germany with the children. It is just a creep.
Yeah.
And now we see the result of what we've been doing for all these years, and it's so that they will be taken over, and it's terrifying that nobody will do the right thing, so that it's much easier to look at that one kid who did this stupid thing at Ole Miss than to say, we're all terrified and we have no answers because we're actually divorced from humanity.
Right.
We don't even know how to be human. We're fine while all this is going on. We're really not going to do anything. And if somebody gets guillotined, okay. But that's their worldview. And then you realize you've got the problem it's the worldview. And then you look at pastors, and I was, I listened to Eric Metaxas or watched his documentary last night. 37%, that's all of the Christian pastors that have a Christian worldview. Only 37%. So
really?
62% have a hybrid worldview. So you're also combining that with the church and worldview. So only a small percentage of the people are actually going to live out what they believe. That's us. And we're looking at this going, hey, everybody, we've got a problem.
Right.
They're just living out their worldview. This is their worldview. Kill them in the womb. Kill them outside of the womb. We don't really care.
As long as we get our way.
So now what are we going to do about it?
Mm-hmm. And if you happen to be a part of the group that says, hey, this is wrong, we'll paint you with the racist brush because we got this kid.
It's easier.
So if you're stopping the guillotine crowd, you're probably in with the racists. We got to take a break. We'll be back.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. For years, I've been asking you to call me at Alabama Home Mortgage because there is a difference in mortgage companies. When you call Alabama Home Mortgage, you will immediately see the difference in pricing. Not only do we offer the most competitive rates, but our closing costs rank among the lowest in the industry. How do we do it? Because we can. We do not have the overhead that big banks and lenders do. Those big banks and lenders have big expenses. And what do? They pass those expenses along to you. Meanwhile, here at Alabama Home Mortgage, we receive wholesale rates which result in big savings that we pass along to you. Don't pay more for less. Give Alabama Home Mortgage a call at 567-4223. That's 567-4223. Or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. CKAdvisors.com to complete an application on your time. Our rates and pricing are just one difference that sets us apart from the rest. It's not just a slogan. Call Alabama Home Mortgage because, folks, there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Big news! The biggest and best compact track loader has come to Thompson Tractor in Montgomery. It's the next generation Cat Compact Track Loader. With more power and a larger cab, this machine will boost your productivity and your business. Right now, Thompson is offering special deals on existing compact track loaders to make way for the new machines. So come to their new Cat Compact Track Loader Demo Day on May 9th from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at 10120 Highway 80 East in Montgomery. Call 334-215-5000 for more details.
It's time to butter up with Biscuits Baseball. Join us to celebrate 20 years of Biscuits with a fun summer of baseball at Riverwalk Stadium in 2024. For tickets and more information, visit BiscuitsBaseball.com or call the box office at 323-BALL. Butter up.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hot light on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus Better Business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
Craving authentic Italian? Every Friday and Saturday evening, Epicure and Jack's Tavern transforms into an Italian paradise. From homemade pasta to classic Italian specialties, let them transport you to Italy. Their executive chef, Glenn Tarantino, crafts every dish to perfection.
Discover a world of exquisite wines at Epicure and Jack's Tavern. From Lacrima to Camus, enjoy their full line of wines at below retail prices, perfect for dine-in or carry-out. Savor the flavors of top-tier wines without breaking the bank. Experience the wine wonderland at Epicure and Jack's Tavern.
Trustworthy Electric is celebrating 30 years of serving River Region families with prompt, professional, knowledgeable, and courteous service. Call today and see why your neighbors have trusted Trustworthy Electric for over 30 years. For service that's lightning fast, lightning good.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back into the program, everybody. Why I miss this, how I miss this, it must be the slight cold that I'm fighting. How I miss this with the Palestinian protest and the Ole Miss kid. The Palestinian protesters are not only calling for murder, they are at the apex, the pinnacle of racism. They're saying, kill the people we hate. Can you be any more racist? They're literally calling, okay, they're asking for guillotines for the people at the other campus. Would it be more understandable if they were chanting for lynchings? Mm-hmm. Lynch all the Israelis? Would they go for that?
They just want extermination.
No. We're totally against lynchings. Mm-hmm. We're for firing squads and guillotines. Because we're lynchings. Ooh, that would be racist, and we're not definitely not racist. That's, you get what I'm saying?
That's a good example of how insane this
we have become
really
in this country. Yeah. Yeah. It's unbelievable. Let's go to who has been calling the longest? Eric the Duck. Eric the Duck, welcome to the program. Thank you for listening.
And I tell you one damn thing, y'all go from cannibalism to meat. And I'm thinking I'll never go to Allison St. Clair's and have dinner. I tell you that. Could you imagine staring at you with a knife and a fork? Like, what the hell, you know? But and as far as eating bugs, I ain't got that hungry quite yet. But this is my day off. I guess I've been holding for damn near an hour, so you can pretty well tell that. And I talked with Sky. Martha, you have my prayers. You guys, too. It's so much going on, man. I want to get LBB all steamed up. Lunchbox Bob, I call him. Okay. LBB. I got LBB. My nephew. Yeah, he's my nephew. And he said, he kind of sounds like Randy Savage, the wrestler. Well, he kind of does. But I want to get him all steamed up because I'm sure he's listening. But as far as these students, if I had... I don't know that I'm Irish. We'll lay that out right off the top. And
Eric, am I supposed to jump to some sort of stereotypical conclusion because you told me you were Irish? That would be racist.
Oh, I know. I mean, really, you are. You really are. You are.
Okay.
You know,
Irishman.
Back to the fact is, you know, if God forbid, if they ever hurt any one of my family members, let alone kill one of my family members, I'm going to hit them where it hurts. Because I don't mean to say that on air, but don't hurt anybody's family. I would never do that.
That's
when
right.
You threaten family, me and you have a problem. We mm-hmm. got a neighbor. My neighbor's a state trooper, retired. And his neighbor is... got a Palestinian flag.
Oh dear.
A little bitty one. It ain't very big. He's got an American flag on his post on his house. I live across the street. I guess what? Last night, the damn Palestinian flag mysteriously disappeared. We can't figure out what happened to it.
Oh, man.
It's coyotes.
It's going to have to be a mystery. Inspector Gadget's going to have I'm gonna let you guys because we're close to break. But y'all doing good. But no cannibalism. No more
you
cannibalism.
Got it.
Thank you.
Thanks, Eric the Duck.
Only if we're starving.
Yeah, yeah. Unless we're really, yeah. really, really hungry. Man, we got to take Democrat Dale on the other side, Charles the First, and Randall as well. Y'all don't go anywhere. They'll be up. You don't want to miss what they have to say. Alabama Unfiltered Radio. We'll be back.